Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, everybody. It's time. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant seed, a time to harvest. And now it's time to do something about our immigration situation. And right now the Supreme Court is reviewing the DACA agreement. What a wonderful opportunity to address the issue of birthright citizenship. Okay, DACA stands for Deferred Action for Children, allows the children of illegals who weren't born here but who were brought here by their parents while they were little children to be allowed to stay here legally by obtaining a renewable 2-year period of deferred action from deportation and to be eligible for a work permit. You know, this just... How did these kids get these 2-year periods of deferred action? I mean, if they're little kids, they can't go to the government and get it. I guess the parent goes, the illegal parent goes. You know, why aren't they deported right then? This whole thing just doesn't make any sense. I don't know how in the world it ever got passed in the first place. But there are some sources that say that there could be anywhere from as many as 700,000 to 11 million children involved. And I put children in quotation marks there because every year that this law continues, you know, these kids get older. Pretty soon they are not children, they're adults. These kids are called the Dreamers. Well, apparently the writers of this legislation must have thought it was just going to be a short period of time before the entire illegal immigration situation would be solved. They apparently believed it'd be fixed in 2 years, so they could just grant this temporary time in here until they solved the problem totally. But they've never solved the problem. So a lot of these kids now are adults and are working illegally. They're illegal adults, just like their parents. And that is my whole thesis in a nutshell for this show today. These children are illegals, just like their parents. Their parents are illegal immigrants, so they are illegal immigrants. So the answer doesn't rest in canceling DACA. The answer rests in the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment is the law of the birthright citizenship. And I propose that we rewrite the 14th Amendment to rescind the birthright citizenship clause because children are the same as their parents. If the parents are citizens of another country and they're here in the U.S., when one of their children is born, that child should be a citizen of the country of the parents. What the parents are, the children are. If the parents are from Mexico and they're Mexican citizens, then the children would be Mexican citizens. If the parents are from Costa Rica and they're citizens of Costa Rica, that child would be a citizen of Costa Rica. We have just created an absolutely terrible situation with this extension of the interpretation of the 14th Amendment to make U.S. citizens of anyone who is born here. When a U.S. citizen is in another country, let's say France, and their baby's born in France, that baby's not a citizen of France. It's a citizen of the country of the parents. The child of a U.S. citizen is a U.S. citizen by birthright. This is the way it is in every country in the world, except here. And the way we got into this awful situation is by transferring the original intention of the 14th Amendment. That was to make sure that all black people only were granted full citizenship rights after the Civil War. It was the beginning of the efforts to establish equality for the black Americans. Now, the 13th Amendment abolished slavery, and the 14th Amendment guaranteed that the black people would have full U.S. citizenship rights. This was the whole purpose of the 14th Amendment. It was passed in 1865 after the Civil War, during the time in our history that was called the Reconstruction, which was the time after the freeing of the slaves, because many southern states weren't granting the black people their rights to vote and rights to own property, all of those rights that are granted to U.S. citizens through the Bill of Rights. So the Supreme Court wrote the 14th Amendment and the 15th Amendment to state unequivocally that all black people who had been born here were now declared to be U.S. citizens, period. That was its full and intended purpose. It was the guarantee that black people were now free and had all the rights and privileges of U.S. citizenship, because by that time, see, most black people who were here had been born here. They hadn't been brought here from someplace else. They were born here. So the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were clearly understood to only pertain to black people, and their purpose was to guarantee their freedom as full U.S. citizens. Well, now, since that's been fulfilled, clearly we need to now add a sentence to the 14th Amendment, which now states that all babies born in the U.S. will be citizens of the country of the parents. Citizenship. Well, I believe that the only fair thing to do then, after that, is to grant full citizenship to the, just a blanket citizenship to the illegal parents of these kids that were born here, that were granted U.S. citizenship wrongly. We did it. We made the problem. So this should be a one-time blanket granting of citizenship. All parents of U.S. citizen children born here to illegals would go to some place designated by the government and be granted their citizenship. And they would get Social Security numbers and be fully accepted in this country. And then any other baby born that from then on to an illegal would be a citizen of the country of the parent. Listen, that would cut down on these people coming here to have their babies. They're not going to be able to come here and get that little baby be a citizen and get all our welfare rights and everything else. They wouldn't be able to do it anymore. You ought to look at the statistics of the babies born in Los Angeles County. And then as far as the kids under DACA, this law should have never been passed in the first place. And why were only the children protected? That doesn't make sense to me. If they're going to make it okay for the kids to get deferments, why not make it so the parents do too and have work permits too? But the truth is, these kids are illegal. So they need to be deported unless they have a real green card or at this point, and they're here working legally. Actually, otherwise, they need to be deported, and the parents too. We could possibly, if they are working and can document a full-time job, the parents, and, you know, a lot of these kids are adults now. And if they're working and have a legitimate employer, then they could be granted the blanket U.S. citizenship as well. We got to solve this problem. It's ridiculous to have it go on and on and on. I don't understand why the Congress won't do it. We need these Mexican workers. They know how to do everything. They're good workers. They're happy people. They're very loving, family-oriented people, and they are irreplaceable. I live in a senior community, and the community decided that they wanted to put in the toilets that are water, conservation toilets. And they did it free. They replaced all the toilets in the entire community. It's a gated community. Well, the worker who came to do mine was, he was a young man, I figured in his late 20s, and he was Mexican. I didn't ask if he was legal or illegal. I assume that he would have to have some, he would have to be legal to work for our maintenance program here. And he arrived right at 8 o'clock. He carried all that heavy stuff up here. Those toilets are huge, those water conservation toilets, heavy stuff. He brought all his tools and everything else he needed to put it in. You know, he left at 12 o'clock. He said, I'm going for lunch. I'll be back at 1. He came right back right at 1 and finished up by about 2:30. And I asked him, I said, how did you learn to do all this? And he said, well, I just worked under a guy, you know, a guy showed me how to do it. I said, was that down in Mexico? He said, yeah. He said, and then he said, I got a job working for a contractor. And he said, and then I learned all kinds of other things, how to do all kinds of other things. He said, and then that made me eligible to be able to get this job here with your maintenance department. He was self-disciplined. He was neat and clean in his work. There was no messing around. He applied himself fully to the job. It was wonderful. We need these workers. And if they can have a proven skill and they can submit a resume, and document, these are the DACA kids, if they can show that they're working and that they're, then we grant them the blanket citizenship, make them legal, get their Social Security card, get them their legal papers here, driver's license, those things that everybody needs. And, you know, it would double our economy in a way. They could get their car insurance and they're wonderful people. They will do what they need to do. And then all these others that want to come here, if they have a proven skill, maybe they could then submit a resume to the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of jobs that are available here right now in the U.S. And the employer could sign a paper, he's going to hire them, and then they would come in on their work permits. And, you know, rather than channel taxpayer money into these worthless homeless people, you know, why not set up some sort of temporary housing and facilities for these incoming workers? These homeless are just a group of great big bloodsuckers, sucking legitimate resources into black holes of their selfishness. And we could be investing in these immigrants who want to come here, who want to work, and who want to contribute to this country. You know, we can no longer be a country that is the land of the free and the home of the brave without a social justice system that upholds the law. And if you're here illegally, you are a criminal. And the longer we tolerate this type of criminality, we weaken ourselves day after day after day. You know, the government is not the parent of any child. A parent is responsible before God for that child. I get so tired of people, you know, championing the cause of the child. Where is that child's parent? If you want to help a child, you make the parent do what is right. An illegal is teaching his child to be a criminal. And we should have never tolerated this in the first place. And it's time now to set this right. So, our Supreme Court has this golden opportunity. They can look at the bigger picture and they can say to each other, ladies and gentlemen, we have a chance here to start to fix this whole situation. We will just add one line of law, the law of the highest court of the land, to the 14th Amendment and cancel birthright citizenship. All black people are now U.S. citizens, so that amendment has served its purpose. We can end it, and we need to send the Dreamers back to their country and their parents with them, and then we can bring in all of the new immigrants who want to come here and who want to work, and then they can take all the jobs that will be available that are available now. And if you send all the DACA people home, there will be gobs and gobs of jobs available. What a golden opportunity to make a great, big, forever moment in the history of the United States of America. I got to ring the bells on that one.